AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump says it's a waste of time. He's in a New York courtroom for a civil trial. Trump and his company are accused of deceiving banks, insurers, and others by misstating his wealth for years in financial statements.
We're going to be here for months with a judge that already made up his mind. It's ridiculous. He's a Democrat judge, he's an operative, and it's ridiculous. Other than that, things went very well.
Trump could lose his companies. Before entering court, the DA Trump mentioned, Letitia James, said,
"No matter how powerful you are, no matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law. And it is my responsibility and my duty and my job to enforce it."
Donald Trump is voluntarily attending this trial. Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz is looking into ousting Speaker Kevin McCarthy after a vote to avert a government shutdown. Gaetz says he is ready for a fight.
We need to rebuild trust. And so I think we need someone who can connect the most conservative features of our conference to the most moderate features of our conference. And I understand that. I'm not running for speaker.
On Fox News Channel, Kevin McCarthy says Gaetz is going all in on this plan to oust him.
Matt has been going to Democrats and offering them subpoena power, which will just destroy any Biden inquiry, impeachment inquiry we have, if they would vote along with him, because he'd have to get all the Democrats to vote with him.
A state senator from North Dakota, Don Larson, and his wife and their two young children died when their small plane they were traveling in crashed in Utah. Former NFL tight end Russ Francis was killed, along with another man, when the single-engine plane they were in crashed shortly after takeoff from an airport in upstate New York. Russ Francis won a Super Bowl with the San Francisco 49ers. He was 70. New polling finds America's college campuses are seen as far friendlier to liberals than to conservatives when it comes to free speech. This is AP News. Pope Francis is opening a gathering to discuss the future of the Catholic Church.
The upcoming three-week-long synod is the culmination of an unprecedented two-year canvassing of rank-and-file Catholics about their hopes for the future of the institution, including such hot-button issues as women and priestly celibacy. At previous synods, women were only allowed more marginal roles of observers or experts, literally seated in the last row of the audience hall. Sheila Perez, Secretary of the Commission for Information of the Synod of Bishops, says that's now changing.
They want their voices to be heard, not just towards decision-making, but also during decision-making. Women want to be part of that.
This time around, not only do women have the same voting rights as men, but they will all be seated together at hierarchically neutral round tables to facilitate discussion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.